USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The Supreme Court says a Christian business owner can refuse to create same-sex marriage websites. Constitutional law professor and attorney Jonathan Turley says this is a huge win for free speech.
What the court is saying here is that with these types of creative products, it is speech. And for those of us in the free speech community, this is an amazing moment. This will go down as one of the most important free speech cases in the history of the court. It'll go down as one of the most important cases Gorsuch has ever handed down, in my view.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More than 100 million Americans are under air quality alerts as smoke from wildfires in Canada continues to move across the United States. Alerts are out from Wisconsin to Vermont and down to North Carolina. Conditions are expected to improve slowly into the 4th of July weekend. And if you're traveling over this 4th of July weekend, please remember to pack your patience. Thousands of flights were either canceled or delayed Thursday, leaving 4th of July travelers stranded at airports. One passenger flying to Iceland from Denver International Airport criticizes the FAA's recent tweets about unruly passengers.
It's disappointing to me to hear that FAA is tweeting jokes about unruly passengers or whatever the deal was. Everybody's frustrated because nobody would help us last night.
If you're part of the Social Security Administration's Supplemental Security Income Program, you received a second payment in your bank account on Friday. The payment is the second of two checks for the month of June. The initial payment was sent on June 1st. The one you received today was July's payment because the 1st of July is on a weekend. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Just how much will that 4th of July cookout cost? Correspondent Bree Tennis has the details.
The American Farm Bureau Federation says the average cost for the 4th of July cookout this year for 10 will run $67.73. That's down 3% from last year. Now, that price is based on burgers and hot dogs. It'll cost you more if you're cooking ribs or steak, even more if you drink alcohol. Capital Shopping says Americans spend $7.7 billion on food for the 4th and $3.9 billion on booze, mostly beer. And one in three Americans will buy a new American flag for the 4th of July. I'm Bree Tennis, NBC News Radio.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom wouldn't answer in a recent interview if he'd run against President Biden for the Democratic nominee in 2024. Florida Republican Governor and 2024 Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis tells Fox News it's time for Governor Newsom to decide if he's running against President Biden.
Stop messing around on the sidelines. Like, either do it or not. Like, are you going to take on Joe? If so, step into the ring and do it. And so I think he's kind of maneuvering in the background. But, you know, that would be interesting to see if Biden doesn't ultimately make it.
NASCAR drivers are heading to the streets of Chicago this weekend for the Grant Park 220. Green flag of the race set for 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.